Arizona hasn't executed a prisoner on death row since 2014, when a federal judge issued a stay on executions after it took Joseph Wood 2 hours to die. But yesterday, a judge lifted that stay after a settlement was reached between the state and the attorneys representing death row inmates in the case. Dale Bache is the assistant federal public defender who represented the inmates in that case, and he joins me. Dale, can you describe what this deal entails?
In 2007, a lawsuit was filed challenging the Arizona lethal injection protocol, and there were two subsequent lawsuits filed, the most recent in 2014. And as a result of discussions during the litigation process, we resolved all of the issues in the case, and all of the issues are resolved to the benefit of the death row prisoners.
Now, that basically led the judge in the case to dismiss those lawsuits, is that right?
It did. The parties agreed to a stipulated settlement. We presented that to the federal judge, and on Thursday, he signed off on it.
So now, even though executions are technically allowed again in Arizona, practically speaking, does the state have the drugs to do the executions, or can the state get the drugs to do executions?
The attorney general represented to the federal court last week that the state did not have the drugs needed to carry out executions, and that it did not anticipate asking for execution warrants in the near future.
So it sounds like, from a practical matter, even though the stay has been lifted and the lawsuit dismissed, things don't seem like they're going to be changing anytime soon.
That's correct. And there are issues that were previously decided by the judge in the case related to First Amendment challenges that we will be appealing to the Ninth Circuit. So there's more litigation left.
How does what just happened here compare to what's been going on in other states as it pertains to their carrying out of executions?
This is the first time that we're aware of where a Department of Corrections agreed to settle a case in this way. Arizona agreed never again to use a paralytic during the execution. And it also agreed never to use the drug midazolam, which was the drug used in the botched execution of Joe Wood nearly 3 years ago. So it's a positive development in the sense that if Arizona does carry out executions in the future, we could be more sure that the prisoners will not be harmed or tortured during the execution.
Do you have reason to believe that at some point down the road the state will seek an execution warrant, or do you think that for all intents and purposes this is maybe the end of the death penalty in Arizona?
Well, the Department of Corrections has indicated that it is continuing to look for drugs to be used to carry out executions, but I do think that this is a moment where legislators should have an open and honest discussion about the death penalty. We've seen that there are fewer death sentences being imposed here in Arizona and nationally, and that life without parole offers an option that incapacitates a person for the rest of his life. So there are alternatives to the death penalty that work, and maybe it's time to start having that discussion.
Dale Bache is the assistant federal public defender here in Arizona. Dale, thanks a lot.
Sure. Take care.